Hello and welcome to today's episode where we're diving deep into the art of storytelling, focusing specifically on the powerhouse element of dialogue. Now, dialogue isn't just a tool for making characters talk to one another. It's the lifeblood of any story. It's the heartbeat that gives shape to personalities, molds relationships, and moves the narrative forward with an energy that can be truly compelling. Now, here's a fascinating insight. Unlike traditional narratives that rely heavily on exposition, dialogue pulls you directly into a character's world. It's like being a fly on the wall, where you're not just reading about what characters are doing, but you're almost living their thoughts and emotions alongside them. And there's a cool psychological phenomenon at play here, known as inner speech simulation. Essentially, when you read dialogue, your brain mimics the vocal patterns and emotional undertones, creating an intimacy that simple narrative descriptions can't match. But there's more. In our fast-paced reading environment today, where attention spans are getting shorter, dialogue acts as a natural break in the text. It keeps readers engaged by breaking up dense blocks of narrative, offering a rhythm that mirrors how we naturally converse. This makes your story feel vibrant and immediate, pulling readers right into the action. Now, let's talk about the foundation of effective dialogue. Dialogue should never just be filler. Every line, every exchange needs to have a purpose. Think of it as the engine of your story. Whether it's meant to subtly increase tension, reveal a character's hidden side, or provide crucial information, well-crafted dialogue drives the plot. Many guides miss this, often treating dialogue as secondary, but it's so much more than that. In the fast-paced cultural landscape of the United States, for instance, storytelling often reflects a rhythm of action and consequence. And the dialogue must keep pace. It provides quick insights and moves the plot forward with each exchange. American readers especially, they expect dialogue that feels genuine and purposeful, mirroring the direct communication style prevalent in the country. One approach that works exceptionally well in modern fiction is loaded dialogue. This is where every line carries multiple layers of meaning. Take Aaron Sorkin's screenwriting, for instance. His characters never just exchange pleasantries. They're always negotiating, revealing, or concealing something crucial to the story. This transforms simple conversations into complex narrative devices that serve multiple functions at once. Now, let's explore purposeful dialogue. In stories that truly succeed, dialogue isn't just about what's said, it's about what's done. It reveals motivations and, importantly, advances the plot. Studies of best-selling fiction reveal that dialogue often acts as a catalyst for the next event. If a line doesn't have a clear purpose, whether that's moving the story, revealing character, or building conflict, it might be time to reconsider it. Here's a tip: the three-function rule. It's something professional writers understand well. Every piece of significant dialogue should achieve at least three things. For example, an exchange could advance the plot, reveal character backstory, and establish the social dynamics of the setting all at once. This efficiency is what distinguishes amateur dialogue from the kind that readers can't get enough of. Try this next time you write a scene. Before you dive into the dialogue, list three specific goals you want that conversation to accomplish. Then, craft your dialogue to hit all three naturally. This ensures every word earns its place on the page while keeping the flow organic and authentic. Now, let's dive into the heart of what makes dialogue truly compelling: conflict and tension. Effective dialogue is often steeped in conflict, whether it's overt or subtle. It's the friction between characters, their competing desires, or even their internal struggles that grabs our attention. Increasing conflict through dialogue is a proven method to enhance reader engagement. And here's the kicker. Conflict in dialogue doesn't always mean characters are shouting at each other. The most gripping tension often lies in what's unsaid, in the careful choice of words, or in the subtext that contradicts the surface conversation. A character might say, "That's fine," while their body language screams frustration. This creates a delicious tension that readers are eager to see resolved. Humans are naturally wired to pick up on these incongruities. When dialogue has this layered conflict, it piques our curiosity, keeping us invested in unraveling the truth beneath the surface. Consider the technique of diagonal dialogue, where characters might be having different conversations simultaneously. One person could be talking about weekend plans, but what they're really doing is negotiating the terms of their relationship. This creates multiple layers of meaning that sophisticated readers love to decode, making your dialogue infinitely more engaging. And once you've grasped the basics, it's time to layer in complexity with subtext and nuance. Characters should never state every thought or feeling explicitly. Subtext adds incredible depth, allowing readers to infer meaning and engage more actively. This technique is highly effective, especially in markets like the US, where readers enjoy unraveling layers of meaning. Think of Hemingway's iceberg theory, where what's visible is only a small part of what's beneath. Mastering subtext means understanding that readers derive satisfaction from getting what characters truly mean without needing it spelled out. It's a collaborative relationship between writer and reader, where the audience becomes an active participant in uncovering deeper truths. It's like an inside joke. Readers feel clever and engaged when they pick up on these subtleties. Take inspiration from storytellers like Alice Munro and Raymond Carver, whose careers were built on dialogue rich with subtext. Their characters rarely say exactly what they mean, yet the unspoken truth resonates loud and clear. So, as we wrap up today, remember that crafting dialogue is about creating an experience for your readers. It's about harnessing the unseen force of dialogue to propel your story, using it not just for character interaction, but as the dynamic engine of narrative progression. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope today's exploration of dialogue enriches your storytelling endeavors. Until next time, keep those conversations lively and those narratives engaging.